at Rosie on the House this Saturday morning. Your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. Welcome back. Here to take your calls and answer your questions on any project you're trying to tackle on your house, home, castle, or garden. Today's blog is, why might you not want to have grass in Arizona? Well, I'll tell you one reason you will want to have grass. I like rolling around in it. My dogs love it. My grandchildren love it. I love taking my socks and shoes off and walking through a healthy lawn of gorgeous green grass. Love rolling around in that TIF lawn. Love it. Let me give you a reason why you don't want a lawn. They're expensive, hard to maintain. As a matter of fact, a young couple I'm working with up in Moon Valley right now is taking a look at a complete landscaping makeover for their backyard. They were so absolutely intelligent when they bought this gorgeous home with a little bit of elevation, has a great view over the Moon Valley Country Club, and they bought it in 2010. Well, today it's worth almost three times what it was when they were able to scoop it up at the absolute bottom of the market. And so they've got a ton of equity in their property, and they're getting ready to spend some of that equity on some improvements. And they said, well, Rosie, we just want to know what you think. Should we go real lawn, and they have young kids, or should we go artificial? I said, you know what? There's arguments both ways, but you've asked for my opinion. I'm going to give it to you. I like real grass, but I'm kind of a grass hobbyist. I spend a lot of time nursing my grass, watering my grass, fertilizing my grass, weeding my grass, pre-emerging my grass, mowing my grass, trimming my grass. My grass is in my backyard is kind of like my little escape zone. I fire that TIF lawnmower up and I put my headphones on, and Jennifer knows he's mowing the lawn. That's his little getaway, baby. That's where nobody's bothering him. He doesn't have his cell phone in his pocket. He's not going to answer the phone in the house. Nobody's going to get him by email or text. He can't hear anything because he's got his little music going on. He's got a little lawnmower going on. And they leave me alone. That's where I live, in my grass. So for me, I'm a natural lawn guy. But we're putting in more artificial lawns now than real lawns. So there is a huge appeal. And what they've done in improving the quality of this stuff makes it almost unbelievable. So there you go. One reason to have it, one reason not to have it. All right, we've got Ken and Ed and Karen all online. There is one open line if you'd like to jump in, 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can get to Ed real quick down in Tucson, listening on KNST. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Ah, super fantabulous.
Great. Hey, we bought a home in Tucson about, it's a brand new home, 16 years ago, right at the turn of the century. And we have in our bedroom two windows. Don't know how you would describe them. The latches are in the middle, and you raise the lower pane up.
Okay. That's a single hung window.
Okay. In the 16, 17 years that we've owned the house, we've probably had those windows open maybe 20, 25 times. And the biggest reason they're not open more is because they are extremely difficult to lift that pane up.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if we're getting restriction from the metal, around it, or if it's bent, or what the problem is.
Do you happen to know what brand of windows they are?
Unfortunately, I don't.
Okay. Are they aluminum frame?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I'm guessing that what happened is on installation, about the turn of the century, a lot of people were installing foam in between the aluminum window frame and the rough buck of your house skeleton. And many times the wrong foam was used that expanded to the point that it actually put the window frame in a bind. And I'm thinking that single hung unit is bound up a little bit. If I go to the inside of your room, does the sheetrock come along the walls and then turn back to the window frames?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what you might want to do is remove one drywall return and take a look and see what's in between that aluminum frame and that rough buck. And if it's a bunch of expanded foam, you may just take a razor blade knife, cut that all out of there, Get your single hung window unbound, and baby, it'll start sliding like sled on a butter. And you're just going to love it, and you're going to love me, and you're going to love your house.
Thanks, Rosie. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. All of that and more at Rosie on the House. Dan King of Harmon Solar when we get back.